Welcome to the Happy for College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. Please subscribe, rate, download, and listen to the podcast on iTunes by searching for Happy for College Athletics. You can also listen to the show on Podomatic.com. This podcast is created for fans of Happy for College Athletics to get to know some of the great student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features women's squash player Isabel Agnew. The junior discusses her time abroad, how she got into the sport of squash, and much more. Here's how the interview went.
You know, you just came back from abroad. Talk about where you were, what you do, and how that experience was for you.
Okay. I studied in Leuven, which is a 15-minute train ride outside Brussels. And that was a very incredible experience. I didn't really know what I was expecting when I first went in. I thought I was going to kind of have a program. But it was a very loose program, and so I was basically, it was a direct enrollment into the university, which was really great. I got to meet a lot of other Europeans and other Belgian students, and even got to play some squash there. They had a pretty great squash community, not affiliated with the school, but it was with just the larger Leuven community. It was amazing.
Talk about the academics. What did you do while you were over there? How is the school set up in terms of the academic side?
Academics are very different there. All of my classes were large lecture classes, and they're mostly just focused around PowerPoints, which was definitely a transition from the small academic setting I'm used to here at Haverford. And also, they don't ever have, there's not as strict of a homework schedule. You don't get assigned a homework that often. There aren't any midterms or papers, so it's really, your whole grade is just based on your final exam, which is also a transition. but it was just, you just had to learn how to adapt to that and start studying early, even though there wasn't that pressing end goal that I have here at Haverford.
And what was the one major thing that you got out of being abroad?
I really liked getting to know other Europeans, which was great. So those, I didn't know any Americans there, which was a little intimidating at first, but in the end I felt like I learned a lot about other countries and just other lifestyles, and that was very exciting.
How did you get into the sport when you were younger?
I actually didn't play when I was younger. I was very involved in soccer and lacrosse growing up and didn't pick up squash until late in high school, like junior year.
Whoa.
Okay. And I only started playing because my dad played when he was in high school and when he was in college. And so there's really not that much squash in Maine, just mostly Bowden, Bates, and Colby. But we're lucky enough to have courts at the Y, which are the only other courts you can play at. And so I started playing with him just on weekends for fun, and then I kind of caught the squash bug and got really involved in it, even though it was hard to play that often because I still had my sports in high school, but yeah, it was fun.
So what eventually just made you decide that squash was the way to go in terms of sports?
I was very excited by the idea that I could see that I was improving, and I'd been playing the other sports since I was like 6, and I got into that point where I wasn't making that much significant change in my game, and starting to play squash, it was a new sport, it was very fast-paced, it was very different than what I was used to, and I just really loved that feeling of, you put in 2 hours, and even after 2 hours, you can see a difference in your game, and so I also love watching squash, and I was inspired by all the professional players, and really wanted to improve my game, and so that was part of the reason why I chose Haverford, and where I looked at Haverford, is because I wanted to be able to play in college, and I knew I wasn't quite at the level to be recruited, but I wanted to be able to walk onto a team, and so that's, yeah.
So, when you were going through the process, did you decide that, you know, you weren't going to play soccer and lacrosse in college, and you're just going to kind of focus on squash?
Yeah, I dabbled a little bit the fall of my freshman year of deciding if I wanted to try to play one of those sports in college, but I just felt like I'd kind of had enough, and I got everything that I wanted to from those sports, and I thought that squash had a lot to offer, and I was excited for that challenge.
You mentioned that you played you know, soccer, lacrosse, and squash when you're in high school, and now that, you know, you're a junior in college, how have you balanced your life as a student athlete?
I think in season, I'm sure a lot of other student athletes will agree with me, it's almost easier to juggle all the different aspects of your life, and you have a strict schedule which forces you to get things done soon. I know if you look ahead in your schedule and you see that you had a match, you have a match in the future, that it really pushes me to finish essays early or study in advance, and forces me to make a strict schedule that I can stick by. And without a sport to keep me on track, I tend to procrastinate a little bit more and push things off. So it definitely works in my favor.
Is there one particular moment athletically that stood out since your time here?
I think we'd have to say this past preseason. We had a tournament in Amherst, and I thought that after a semester of not really playing as rigorously as I'm used to, that I would be a little bit behind, but I think I had the opportunity to play with a bunch of different Belgians, and they had very different styles of squash, and it was inspiring, and they got shots and points that I wasn't expecting them to, and I think playing with them a little bit more, like, changed my mental game a little bit, and so I was able to come back stronger, and I beat some opponents that I wouldn't have ever dreamed of beating when I was a freshman or even last year.
What about academically? Is there one moment that stands out since you've been at Haverford, whether it's an interaction with a teacher or maybe a good grade on a test?
I don't know specifically if there's one academic moment. I've really enjoyed all of my courses here. And I thought in comparison to high school, they offer so much more. And I can look at everything more in depth and layers that I would never have expected to when I was in high school.
You mentioned being abroad. Are there any internships or things that you've done to prepare for life after college?
Yeah, one of my internships that I really loved was working at a biotechnology company two summers ago, and I was helping to create a standard, which going into the internship I didn't really know anything about, but standards are all around us, you just like don't really notice them, and so this one was for automatic pipetting systems, and that was a really incredible opportunity because I was working with the people who were creating the standard, and so I was communicating with different companies from across the world, trying to establish the standard and get it published, which was a pretty incredible experience.
And obviously you're only a junior, so you may not know the answer to this, but do you have a kind of a game plan of what you want to do after school?
It's in the works. I'm dabbling with the idea of maybe going to Peace Corps. I think that's something that really interests me and I would love to do, but that would definitely be on the closer side of things after getting out of college. But in terms of a long-term plan, I haven't quite established one yet, but I'm just trying to get as much experience with internships as I can and see what I like to do.
And then my one final question before we get into some of the rapid fire stuff. You know, you are one of a handful of women's squash players that have over 20 career wins, and considering where you start, have you given it much thought of how you developed your game from when you first started to where you currently stand now?
I would definitely say it's 100% mental. There's only so much you can do physically on court, and this is another thing that's very different from other sports, is that in other sports, if you have that like raw energy and that passion, usually you can use it to your advantage. But in squash, that energy is usually it hurts you more than it helps you. And if you like run too fast to a point or a shot, oftentimes it makes you miss your form a little bit, and so you have to really keep composed and stay calm. And so that was hard for me to transition to at first. But I would say definitely what's helped me most is being able to get in the zone when I'm playing and kind of forget about who's watching or what the score is and just think of that specific point, because it's so easy to just doze off for a second, for even if it's like 2 minutes in your head and you're not focused, you could be down like 6-7 points. So you really have to stay on top of it.
So now that we're here through the rapid fire questions, just give me the first thing that pops into your head. Favorite movie?
Just saw The Big Short. Really like that. Or any Hitchcock movie.
Okay. Favorite book?
David Copperfield.
Favorite food?
Beignets.
Favorite vacation spot?
Greece.
As a person who's never been to Greece, have you gone there frequently? Is that just kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Yeah, I've actually been lucky to have been there twice, both sailing trips. My family is really into sailing, and this past time I went, it wasn't exactly your typical vacation. In fact, it's kind of the opposite. I was with my dad, and we were trying to deliver the sailboat from Athens to Corfu, and I don't know if you can really picture Greece, but Athens is in the south, and Corfu is in the north, close to Albania. So it was about a 300-mile trip, and we were sailing all day, most nights, which was, again, not your ideal vacation, but Greece is an amazing place, and it made me really love it.
Cool. Who was your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
I was obsessed with Arthur, so.
Okay.
Maybe Binky? He was pretty cool.
What is the most played song on your iTunes playlist?
It would probably be something by Louis Armstrong, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I listened to him a fair amount.
You know, a lot of people, they have their own kind of pump-up playlist that they listen to before they play their match or their game. Is that, do you listen to more jazz stuff? Is that kind of...
No. I don't listen to that to pump up.
Okay.
I've got another playlist for that, but that's more of like a relaxing kind of genre.
Okay, fair enough. So these questions, a little bit more deep thinking. Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a desert island with?
Probably Izzy Gatwako. I think she's pretty savvy, clever. I can picture her like disappearing for a couple hours and coming back like dragging some sort of wild animal. She's one of those. I think she would definitely be helpful. No survival skills.
Okay, fair enough. And if you were stuck on the desert island, what three things would you bring with you? And no, remember, there's no Wi-Fi and there's no electricity.
All right. A supply of food. Books. And...
Is there one particular book that you absolutely have to bring with you?
No.
Okay, so it's just a couple of books to kind
just and a couple, maybe a library.
That's going to be difficult to
depends
bring with
on
you.
How long I'm on these islands for. So.
Okay.
And then the last thing, can I bring friends?
You would bring a friend with you on a desert island? See, that sounds terrible.
Does it?
It's a desert island. There's no one around.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe a sleeping bag? A Tempur-Pedic mattress. That's what I'd bring.
That's fun. If you had three wishes from a genie, what would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes, and you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
Go to space.
Okay.
Be able to snap my finger and have any food I want right in front of me.
Wow. Okay.
And the last one, being able to fly.
Nice. So, if with the ability to fly, where's the first place you would go to?
Yeah, I could fly home, see my family, yeah.
You talked about going to space. Would you want to go to a planet? Would you want to go to a new galaxy? Where?
I would want to go somewhere where I can meet an alien.
Okay, fair enough. So you believe in aliens,
yes,
right?
I do.
Okay. What is the number one thing on your bucket list?
Sleep in an igloo.
Okay, why an igloo?
Why not an igloo?
Good point. Finish the statement. I can't believe I once...
Thought I could fly.
Thought you could fly.
Yeah, my sister convinced me that I was Wendy and she was Peter Pan, and that I could fly down the stairs. Didn't work. Broke my arm. But I was a pretty reckless child. I was always doing really stupid things and going to the hospital.
If you could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
Future.
What technological advance would you most be excited about in the future? Would it be like the iPhone 20, flying cars?
Flying cars. And I hope that everyone's still alive and there's no apocalypse or anything.
Okay. What would you consider your greatest strength?
My personality.
Okay. And what about your greatest weakness?
I would say sometimes I get a little frazzled and anxious, and I would say weakness is like not always able to calm down when I should.
Okay. Would you rather be a jack of many trades or master of one thing?
Master of one thing.
And why is that?
I don't know. When I was younger, I always wanted to be the best of something, like the best violinist or the best soccer player. I think there's a... I like the fame that comes with being the best.
Okay. What is the craziest thing you've ever done? That's appropriate for the podcast, of course.
My sister and I really like to make go-karts when we were little.
Really?
Yeah. And so we made this one go-kart contraption that was made out of, like, I don't even know how we did it. We somehow used golf caddies, and we strung it together with, like, some sort of chain, and there was an iron in there somewhere. I don't know. And we took it down this really big hill where we live, and definitely weren't successful. Happy, okay. Happy to be alive, but...
If you could bring back one thing from your childhood, what would it be? It could be a toy, it could be something you used to do when you were younger, a particular moment in time that you really enjoyed.
I used to have this big obsession with bears, and I always had my one bear that was mine, and then I lost it, and it was a very traumatic experience. And I don't think I would need, I don't need the bear now, but I like to know, I would like to know where the bear is.
And of course, that's how
it how is it's for, doing, check in with it.
That's how it is for everything that you do. Yeah. You don't even care about it anymore, right. You just want to know where it is. Mm-hmm. You're going to a dinner at the table, you can invite three people past the present. Who would they be and why?
Cleopatra.
Okay.
Be a very interesting dinner companion. Charles Dickens. And David Sedaris.
You have the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make the movie about?
Something maybe sci-fi or like fantasy related.
Okay.
Probably.
So were you into like Star Trek and Star Wars, or would it be something along those lines, or something completely different?
Something completely different. I actually haven't seen all the Star Wars. I meant to do that over break, and I tried to get my team to do it with me, and they all lasted like half an hour and left. And left me all alone watching Star Wars, but...
Okay, so you're walking to the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself, checking out the campus for the very first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
I would say don't stress about college, and definitely come here.
There you go. Sweet and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same type of question. You're walking down the street one day and accidentally bump into yourself 10 years into the future. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Well, I hope that I'm living in New Orleans.
Okay.
I hope I have a family and, a job.
That's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah. And I hope that I'm happy.
Thanks to Isabel for coming onto the podcast. Please subscribe, rate, download, and listen to the podcast on iTunes by searching for Haverford College Athletics. You can also listen to the show on Podomatic.com. Thanks for listening, and go Fords.